Hello.
Mr. Kissinger?
Yeah.
Sure.
Wonder if you'd had any report on the weather.
We don't mind. I just was calling Moore. This is why I took a minute.
Fine.
His report was that it'd be like today.
Yeah.
With some holes opening up in the afternoon.
Yeah.
It is heartbreaking. Mm. They cut all the authorities. They cut the toughest president they're going to have. Goddamn bastards can't go.
So it's the same thing.
But they are going to start shelling tonight.
Yeah, well, that'll help a little.
But that...
Well, that'll be a little shot across the bow, but it's about all. But, otherwise, no further reports. It's night out there now, isn't it?
It's day out there now.
Oh, yeah, it's day, of course. It started.
It's just started, and,
How about the ground action? About the same?
About the same.
Mm-hmm. And, but the weather, no projection.
Well, the projection...
They think it's going to break any time, huh?
They think it's going to clear a little in the afternoon, and they're going to get some strikes in then.
Right. You never know. It starts to clear...
Whenever it breaks, it's going to break fairly fast.
And when it does, it'll all hell will break loose. Boy, that's the time to give it to them.
That's right.
Okay. Well, we can't do anything about it, Henry.
No.
We've done everything.
I think, Mr. President, we've got this thing at the breaking point now.
The main thing is that I want you to go forward, though, on that Haiphong thing. That intrigues me very much.
Well, we are getting a plan tomorrow morning for a Haiphong strike.
Yeah. I think just popping a couple in there might be useful. The weather up there is all right, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, we do nothing else. Hitting that would be useful.
Well... I think ideally it'd be better a little later, but
before
the bombing gets settled.
Yeah.
Settled in.
I agree. But if we're going to be stuck, Henry, too long here,
no,
we can't be stuck in the mud all the time.
President, we can't give them much more than 24 more hours.
Because otherwise...
We've got to do something dramatic soon.
Yeah. Well, let's see, just running it out. Well, we'll talk about it in the morning, but if you hit Haiphong, that'll raise all hell diplomatically and the rest.
That's right.
But
we're getting a list of all the ships that are in there and so forth.
Yeah. I made a little note on the confidential summary you sent in which I noted that Pew's South Vietnamese ambassadors were talking to all the ambassadors abroad with regard to the coming across the DMZ, and I ordered that all of our ambassadors do likewise.
Right.
They can get off their fat asses and go start talking to people. Don't you agree?
Absolutely.
Let's run a huge diplomatic offensive in this respect.
Right. Absolutely. I think this is going to be the last spasm, for better or worse, now.
Well, it can't be for worse, you know.
That's
right.
We're
not going to say better or worse.
We'll get these goddamned Air Force guys to fly.
Well, we can't expect them to fly, Henry. Let's face it, it's the equipment, not the men.
It's the equipment.
These are brave men. They're willing to do anything.
They've bought the wrong equipment.
Yeah. And, but on the other hand...
It's not the men.
But, on the other hand, well, how about concentrating in the B-3 area? That's open, isn't it?
That they're doing.
Could we just tell Moore that in view of the fact it's closed in to... give a massive strike to the B-3 area for the next 24 hours? Could we do that?
Well, everything that isn't being used in MR-1 is being used in the B-3 area.
And they're hitting it hard, are they?
That's right. They flew about 300 sorties there yesterday.
That's bound to have some effect, isn't it?
Yes. Absolutely.
53s are being used there?
Yes.
Now, what about the 53s above?
No, 52s are mostly used in MR-1 because they don't need weather.
I know, but 52s. Tell me about the 52s. Yeah, I know, but... Let's use the 52s the other place, too.
Well, we have given authority, but...
You've given authority to use it above the DMZ, have you?
Right, for 35
All right.
miles.
What? For what?
For 35 miles.
Right. And but they haven't popped anything there
No,
yet.
Because they want to do one day of SAMs.
Oh, yeah, they got to suppress... I see, because of the danger, right? Right. Well, they've got all the authority they need, and... Moore has no complaints on that score, has he now?
Oh, Mr. President, they are Popeye.
They are?
Yeah.
Good. Well, okay.
Right, Mr.
Just
President.
Just pray for the goddamn weatherman to get in there, okay?
Right, Mr. President.